Sports Day for Kia. Step up into the all-new Kia Stonic SUV.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Sports Day. And the rotation policy continues here with Tim Gossage and Glenn Jakovich, West Coast Eagles champion. Well, we're in the hot seat tonight. Hello, Jacko.
Hello, Tim. Happy New Year. And yeah, great to be working alongside you again.
Absolutely. Lots to get through on tonight's show. Now, for OEM Group, your partner in productivity, today's hot topic, Glenn.
Yes, Tim.
And you said to me in our four-hour production meeting, what's going to be the hot topic for me to come off the long run, Goss?
And you wouldn't tell me.
Blowfish.
Oh, yes. Yeah, they're
in an abundance, they tell me, everywhere they go, from Scarborough to Safety Bay. Now, you're a fisher.
Yeah.
Everyone's saying that the blowfish or the toadfish or whatever you want to call it.
Blowies, affectionately known.
Are out in force and creating havoc.
Yeah. So they're very, very important fish species in our ecosystem, especially in the Swan River. They keep a lot of diseases away and out. So they're an important fish. So if you catch them. As kids, we used to put them on the jetty, blow them up and stick them with a knot. Don't do that. I know it's fun as kids, but get them back in the water.
Is that right?
Very, very important for our Swan River to be clean. If you want to find out more about it, go on the Department of Fisheries website and look up blowfish and see how important they are to the ecosystem, especially our Swan River. Now, our Swan River is getting miles and miles of the human footprint on it. So we've got to look after it, Tim.
Good advice from Glenn Jakovich, West Coast Eagles.
See, you thought, I just knew about footy, that's all.
No, mate, I'm in your corner. You're a smart man.
You want to talk about gymnastics?
OEM Group, we slash down time costs, improve safety and maximise performance. Visit oemgroup.com.au. We're talking cricket with Tim David, the West Aussie, doing good things with the Hobart Hurricanes next. You're listening to Sports Day. The new crispy barbecue McOz and Aussie Angus burger have arrived at Macca's. Tim Gossage and Glenn Jakovich with you. We're talking cricket and we're talking the Scorchers taking on the Hurricanes, and the Scorchers have found their way to second on the ladder. And a man who used to wear proudly the orange is our man, Tim David, but he's crossed to the dark side and gone down into the Fremantle Dockers purple colours of the Hobart Hurricanes. Tim David joins us on the show. Tim, appreciate your time. And how are you? You don't look as good in purple. I know you're playing good cricket, but it just doesn't appeal to me, mate.
Hi, guys. Thanks for having me. No, I'm going pretty well, thank you. Been enjoying the Big Bash so far, and a good win the other night puts us right back in the mix of finals.
Tell us about, let's go backtrack and finding your way at the Hobart Hurricanes, how that all came about. Did you just look for better opportunity or did they come to you? How did that all play out?
I think the start of this season, or probably in end of last season, Adam Griffiths, the Hurricanes coach, gave me a call, and there was an opportunity down at the Hurricanes for me to bat number six for them. And I guess I had to weigh up the opportunity of probably getting a better go at the Hurricanes as opposed to what I had been at the Scorchers, and so that was the opportunity I took in the end.
Tim, Glenn Jakovich, welcome to the program. The Scorchers have certainly surged in recent weeks with their form. They're second on the ladder, as Tim said at the top of the interview. How are you assessing their form?
Yeah, they've been playing well. They've got a really powerful batting lineup, and obviously I think nearly every player in the team, aside from probably Aaron Hardy and Josh Inglis, have played international cricket, so it's a quality side, and they've been playing pretty well.
Do you battle bowl if you win the toss tomorrow?
It's not my choice. Leave it up to the skipper.
But you're batting, so I guess with two bowlers in particular, Joe Richardson and Jason Berendorf, I've just felt that their line and length and tightening up the batsmen early in the piece has just reduced the runs in the opposition.
I haven't watched too much of their games, but they swing the ball when it's new, and that's their job. They've got a bowl of good length, so the new ball's always a chance to take wickets in T20 cricket.
Tim David from the Hobart Hurricanes is going to stay with us thanks to the new crispy barbecue McOz that has arrived at Macca's, made with 100% Aussie beef, juicy beetroot, crispy onions and southern barbecue sauce. Grab yours today. And before you go, here's a message worth listening to. Add up the risks of drink driving, crashing, losing your licence or even losing your job. Drink drive? Nah, not worth it even once. This is Sports Day. More from Tim David next.
Sports Day for Kia. Step up into the all-new Kia Stonic SUV.
Tim Gossage and Glenn Jakovich. We're talking to Tim David from the Hobart Hurricanes, thanks to Car Sales, number one for cars. Glenn?
The Scorchers got three more games in 5 days. They got back-to-back games tomorrow and Saturday. Do you approach the attack on them? Do you go after them early, knowing that they've got a heavy workload ahead of them?
I think it's probably more of a case of where to start sticking to our own process, and I think we're looking forward to playing some exciting cricket like we played the other night down at Manuka Oval, where we chased down 180 in the 18th over. So I think that's probably what we're focusing on.
No doubt about that. What areas, because you're in that pile of teams that, you know, from second through to sixth, seventh, who can actually, you know, figure prominently in the final. So every win matters, every loss really hurts. What one area, Tim, has Adam and the leadership group tried to probably get in order coming into this batch of games for you, the Hobart Hurricanes?
I think maybe we just lost our way a little bit for a couple of games while we weren't playing the aggressive brand of cricket that we kind of talk about wanting to play. But we got back to that the other night, and I think it was probably a good game to watch for viewers, and it was certainly a good game to be a part of.
Yeah. Are you allowed to talk about your cricket future beyond Big Bash and T20 cricket?
I'm sure I am.
Where do you want to play in the future? Because your name keeps getting mentioned that maybe the door will open for Tasmania in other forms of cricket.
Yeah, I think I'd be excited if those opportunities came up. I haven't really thought about it too much yet, but I think any young cricketer wants to play state cricket in Australia and then see where that takes them.
Have you had any conversation with anyone with Tasmanian cricket in regards, or have you really just focused 100% on the Big Bash?
No, I haven't. We've had a pretty busy schedule here with the Hurricanes, so we're probably every chance we get to have a little bit of time away, we're not really talking too much about cricket.
Tim David,
but,
maybe
that'll happen after the BBL.
But yeah, obviously you'll be all ears. You'll be all ears to an opportunity of playing first class cricket and bigger cricket for another state. You're not just hook, line and sinker stuck here in WA.
Yeah, for sure. I think it would be silly if those opportunities came up to say no.
Are you a cricket tragic, Tim? Do you watch as much cricket and follow it and follow on social media and get right into it? And is cricket your life, or what are other interests do you have away from batting and bowling?
No, I do love cricket. I've spent a lot of time at it. So I think now that I'm playing a lot more and how the BBL is quite a busy schedule, I probably don't watch as much. But certainly keep an eye on what's going on and enjoy the skills that a lot of great players have put on show.
Tim, do you have much?
Aside from cricket, probably I enjoy my time down at the beach when I'm at home in Perth, and probably just relaxing with my mates who probably are all in my cricket team.
Tim, do you have much banter with the Scorchers when you played against them previously and obviously tomorrow night?
A little bit. I tried to give Josh Inglis some, but he wasn't very interested, so we'll see what happens tomorrow night.
Okay.
Josh Philippi likes playing against him. He obviously was an outstanding knock in there in the win for the Sixers, and the Sixers are probably the benchmark in this year's competition. You must take some sort of pride in the fact that he's another one who had to leave WA and leave the Scorchers group to forge an opportunity, and he's done so. And it could easily be happening for you, and who knows, not just this year, but beyond with the Hobart Hurricanes.
Yeah, definitely. I think it's always great to see your mates doing well. And Josh he's had a great couple of years, and it's probably a reward for a lot of hard work that he's done. So it's great, and it gives me confidence that if I can keep on the right track, then maybe those opportunities can come about as well with some good performances.
Tim, you're a star at the Furnace when playing for the Scorchers and, you know, hitting some big sixes, and, you know, when you sort of stormed onto the scene briefly for the Perth franchise. It's a lot different when you're not playing in front of a big crowd. How hard is that for motivation as a Big Bash cricketer when you're playing at Manuka or Hobart's playing WA or the Scorchers in a non-Hobart WA state or ground? How difficult is that to get motivation for the playing group?
I think with a relatively short season, only 14 games, it's not difficult to find motivation to want to do well and put your best foot forward every time you're playing. I mean, we all love playing cricket, so that would be a bit of a miss to say that we struggle with motivation. But it's definitely different playing in front of a packed. I mean, even the Wacker back when the Scorchers were playing there, 23,000 felt like 50. It's a different feeling, playing in front of full crowds, but definitely no lacking in motivation.
That was Tim David from the Hobart Hurricanes. Thanks to Car Sales. A car sells every minute on Car Sales. Don't forget, apply online to certify your products as Australian, AustralianMade.com.au/apply. This is Sports Day.
Sports Day for Kia. Step up into the all-new Kia Stonic SUV.
Hope you're enjoying the show. Tim Gossington, Paul Hazelby is not here. It is Glenn Jackovich. You look nothing like Paul Hazelby.
No, I don't. I'm taller.
And different club, yeah. And have more money. For expert car air conditioning service, you can rely on visit repcoservice.com. You'll be blown away with their air conditioning service at Repco Authorised Service. Book at repcoservices.com. We're talking about the spray. Yeah. Now, what's been bubbling behind in the Glenn Jackovich world of sport?
Yeah, it's the Australian public after the fourth and final test. The criticism by the Australian public against the Australians. More kudos and more acknowledgement to the Indian team. 36 all out in the second innings in Adelaide. And then to come back to do that, you have to admire their tenacity, their mental will and toughness, which they've never, ever had really. They've not been renowned to be a tough side. That, you know, you could get into their heads. But I tell you what, you know, it was a great series. We don't like to lose on our home soil, but... I don't think there's too much wrong with the Australian cricket side at the minute. There's a few loose ends, the top order, the opening partnership. You know, maybe some of the bowlers couldn't swing and bowl them all out on the last day. But I just felt well done to India. They brought it and they left it all on the park. And I thought Australia played some really good cricket. They just didn't take their opportunities. You know, a couple of poor sessions, poor days. But that happens in cricket over 5 days. You're going to have a couple of little lull spells. And unfortunately for Australia, they're at critical times. So to the Australian public, get on the Tim Payne wagon. Get on to the Australian Openers. Get on to the youth. Because there's some exciting young cricketers coming through. That they're going to be generational players the next 10 or 12 years. So don't criticise them. We just got beaten.
Do you get agitated when Australia loses? Do you get actually quite emotional?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting because in the 90s and early 2000s, we dominated world sport in cricket. Obviously, our swimming after the Sydney Olympics, we give it to the Yanks. Our Wallabies were the best in the world. We won our second World Cup. Socceroos qualified for Germany, first time in 32 years. So we were really making a mark around the world. We haven't done that in probably in the last 10 or 12 years in certain areas, you know, maybe Ash Barty from a tennis point of view. So we've had a few little wins here and there. But it just frustrates me when people don't understand what it takes. But other countries have got better and they're good at the same sport or same craft. So, you know, we're still a small country, but by gee, we do well for our population.
We do punch above our weight, don't we?
Yeah, so, but jump on our, you know... you know, on our bandwagon and look after it and pump our stars up more, you know. I just think once we lose, oh, boy, gee, don't we get the soapbox out and say, oh, he's no good, retire, shoot him, no good, you know. They're no good. People were saying Justin Langer can't coach. I'm going, did you say that when they won the Ashes?
No, we had Adam Voges on the show yesterday, and let me tell you one thing. People were calling for his sacking.
Yeah, well, I was doing the program here before they hit their run of wins. With Adam Papalia, and then they started, you know, go really, really well, and all of a sudden the tune changed. I'm going, the same people we were speaking to about, you know, 10 days ago.
So, the weekly spray, yeah.
That's
nice
my
word.
Spray,
yeah,
is to
I like it.
Understand and do more research into the sport and understand the why and the mechanics. And then the why and the mechanics was India was supreme.
Absolutely. There's Glenn Jackovich's weekly spray for Repco Authorised Service. Of course, don't forget you can book at repcoservice.com. Coming up, we're going to find some winners or three. Here's a message worth listening to. Add up the risks of drink driving, crashing, losing your licence, or even losing your job. Drink drive? Nah, not worth it even once. This is Sports Day with Tim Gossage and Glenn Jackovich.
Sports Day for Kia. Step up into the all-new Kia Stonic SUV.
Time for a Tab Touch odds update. Make the most of summer with Tab Touch. Gamble responsibly. And don't forget, call Gamblers Help on 1800 858 858. Always good to chat and hear this man. And David Short joins us from Tab Touch. Shorty, good on you, mate. How are you?
I'm going well, thanks, Goss. Nice to be chatting to you on this Thursday night. Plenty of great sport for the punters to get involved with from a Tab Touch perspective over the next couple of days. We'll kick off with a big bash where the Scorchers take on the Hurricanes tomorrow. It's the early game, just after 1 o'clock. Scorchers at 178 with the Hurricanes at 203. Now, the match betting on that particular contest, Ben McDermott, Jason Roy, both at 7-8 for Munro, Wade, Milan, and also Darcy Short there. The late game tomorrow sees the Sydney Sixers 172, Sydney Thunder 212. And the futures market to win the Big Bash overall, Sydney Sixers are $2.90 favourites. There's been stacks of money, though, for the boys in orange over the last couple of weeks. They're now on the second line of betting at 3.30. Hobart at 6, Sydney Thunder at 6.50, Melbourne Stars prize at $9.50, $12 about the heat.
It intrigues me that all man of the match betting is always about the batters. The bowlers don't seem to get a mention in the market.
Oh, they do get left behind sometimes. That said, guys like Jai Richardson have had some big games and snuck through this year, so don't rule out the bowlers.
No, it won't rule out the bowlers, and we won't be ruling out the Perth Wildcats, who start their campaign, of course. And look, we're really looking forward to seeing what the Wildcats will do. I'm concerned about the Wildcats, Shorty, just because of the massive turnover of players. I'm a bit worried about the culture. I'm also a bit worried about the slow start and being in quarantine and all sorts of things going on. What's your vibe about the Wildcats and their campaign this year?
Oh, one thing about the Wildcats with my vibe is just respect is one word that springs to mind, because they have on many occasions over the years look like they're up against it, and they've just found a way to win so often. They're a champion outfit. They are expected to win this first game on Sunday. They go in at $1.63. The South East Melbourne Phoenix at 2.30. Line betting on the game currently sitting at 3.5 points. And gosh, you're not the only one to maybe have a few question marks on where the Wildcats might be for the season upcoming, because I can't remember in recent history them being a bigger price than what they are at the moment at the start of the season to win the NBL title. They're currently a $13 chance. Oh. So that's a pretty fat price for a side that have had the success that they have over recent seasons.
It's too juicy for them to be $13. There's no doubt about that. They will be in contention at some stage, surely. They'll be in contention at some stage. Turn our attention to overseas in the NFL playoffs. Well, we're excited about this.
Big time. Two excellent playoffs to look forward to this weekend, and then the Super Bowl thereafter. Tampa Bay taking on Green Bay in the first of them. $1.52 for the Packers with the Bucks at $2.55. And Buffalo, Josh Allen's been doing excellent things with the Bills, taking on Kansas City, who are at $1.60. The Bills there at $2.35. The market, if you'd like to place it in advance and you think you know who's going to win the Super Bowl, Kansas City at $2.80, Green Bay $3, $4.35 for the Bills, and Tampa Bay at $5.
Couldn't be a chat with you, David Short from Tab Touch, without talking about greyhounds. And all roads lead to Sydney and Wentworth Park. Three big races.
Group one races there, the ones that we love, Goss, and kicking off with the first of them, the Futurity Final. Wide open affair here. Zipping Sapporo and Ice Cream Story both at $3.80. Super Estrella at $3.90. It's $5.50 and upwards for the rest. The second of the group ones, the National Derby Final over the 520 metres, a similar tale. Very open event. Zipping Moose at $3.50, Tyler Durden at $3.70, $4.80 for Eagles Nest Egg, $5 for Webleg Jet, Zipping Kyrgios and Do It, their emergencies both there at $5 and $6. And rounding it out with the Paws of Thunder final, Incapacitated off the inside draw, the $2.90 favourite, Wow at $3. The first, second of the emergency, Simon Told Helen at $4. Then we're out to Unison at $7. Good luck to anyone having a crack on the three group ones on Saturday night there at Wentworth Park.
Okay, Shorty, how do we get involved?
You can drop into any TAB agency statewide. Log on to taptouch.com.au or call 132368. If you are going to have a punt, oh, please do it responsibly. Have a ripper weekend. Nice to catch up with you, Goss.
Thanks, Shorty. You too. Make the most of summer with Tab Touch. Gamble responsibly. Call Gambler's Help on 1800 858 858. Always good to chat with David Short. We'll be back.
Sports Day for Kia. Step up into the all-new Kia Stonic SUV.
Been a big show. Tim Gossage and Glenn Jakovic with you. I hope you've enjoyed the combination today. Glenn, I was talking to a person the other day about Liam Duggan's mullet haircut. And I said it could cost him the captaincy at the West Coast Eagles, because he's been groomed, they say, inside the club as a possible captaincy contender when Luke Shuey hands over the baton. Do you think the haircut could play a part in whether they the A or nay?
Surely that's not a question you're asking me. Are you serious?
Well, you didn't get the captaincy, and I'm probably thinking.
And I had a mullet too, so yeah. Maybe I should have got rid of it.
Maybe
that was it, Tim. Oh, no, look, you know, the head styles in all sports at the minute, especially in the AFL circles. At the end of the day, Tim, if he can play and he can kick, you know, play good footy and lead well, if he's got a mullet, it'll be a trendsetter. So
do you think he could be captain of the club?
I had the privilege to work with Liam Duggan through the academy program, the national program, and one of the most outstanding juniors, character-wise, as well as a very, very good footballer. It didn't surprise me that he broke into the Eagles' side early and became a premiership player at a very young age. So
came as a midfielder, went up forward, and now has found his way down back.
And that's the thing. Sometimes you've got to be adaptable, and you think in your first couple of years, I was drafted as a forward. But you come to a big club or any club, and they say, well, here's an opportunity to play down back. You've got to take it with both hands. And in the finals, in that grand final in 18. He was very strong.
Good on you, Jacko. Here's a message worth listening to. Add up the risks of drink driving, crashing, losing your licence, or even losing your job. Drink drive? Nah, not worth it, even once. This is Sports Day.